Trump's sweeping new tariffs take effect against dozens of countries. Good prospect of summit with Putin and Zelensky, Trump says. 20 killed after trucks overturn in Gaza, Hamas-run civil defense says. 2 Ghanaian ministers die in helicopter crash, along with 6 others. 5 troops injured after soldier opens fire at Georgia military base. France wildfire is catastrophe on an unprecedented scale, says PM. Italy gives final approval for world's longest suspension bridge to Sicily. Wrong remains from Air India crash adds to trauma, says family. A grave sin, Hezbollah dismisses Lebanon's move to restrict arms. Apple to invest $100 billion after pressure from Trump. More than 400 indirect deaths linked to LA wildfires. Study suggests British man accused of trying to drown daughter-in-law in U.S. pool. Ghanaian star Shadow Whale's luxury car surrendered over alleged link to U.S. crime. OceanGate's Titan whistleblower, people were sold a lie. The secret system Hamas uses to pay government salaries. On Ukraine's front line, twisted wreckage shows sanctions haven't yet stopped Russia. Trump-Modi ties hit rock bottom with new tariffs on India over Russian oil. Could RFK Jr.'s move to pull mRNA vaccine funding be a huge miscalculation? How Trump's secondary tariffs on Russia could hit the global economy? Russian attacks on Ukraine double since Trump inauguration. Propaganda or fair warning? Taiwanese TV show imagines Chinese invasion. Bear chases hockey mascot during photo shoot. Deadly wildfire spreads in southern France. Hiroshima. Ceremony marks 80th anniversary of atomic bombing. Hiroshima survivor stories were painful to draw. Gold prices tick higher on fresh U.S. tariff threats, Fed rate cut hopes. Oil rises 1% on U.S. demand strength, though macroeconomic uncertainty remains. Codelco requests to restart part of El Teniente mine after accident. No title found. Trump imposes extra 25% tariff on Indian goods. Ties hit new low. Trump tariffs cost small Canadian firms as big business oil enjoy exemptions. Trump says he could impose more tariffs on China, similar to India duties, over Russian oil. U.S. ethane curbs will make contracting to China harder. Energy Transfer says China extends probe on imported beef in respite for global suppliers. On eve of U.S. tariffs, Brazilian beef exports hit record high in July. No title found. Siemens reports Q3 results in line with forecast on weak dollar, confirms 2025 outlook. Toyota cuts annual profit estimate, expects $9.5 billion tariff hit. Rheinmetall slightly misses Q2 sales expectations but confirms target. Allianz posts better than expected Q2 profit and confirms target. Toyota Q1 profit falls, cuts FY guidance on bigger U.S. tariff impact. Deutsche Telekom meets Q2 profit expectations, lifts guidance. C1 fund prices IPO at $10 per share, raising up to $63.4 million. No title found. Samsung shares rise on Apple supply deal. U.S. tariff exemption. Thai consumer confidence hits lowest level in over 2 years. China rare earth exports slid in July after hitting peak in prior month. Trump's higher tariff rates hit goods from major U.S. trading partners. New Zealand inflation expectations slightly lower in Q3, RBNZ's survey shows. China's trade balance shrinks in July. Exports surge on U.S. trade truce. Australia trade balance improves in June as exports rebound. South Korea, June current account at biggest surplus on record. Irish tax revenue increased by another rise in corporate receipts. EIA crude oil inventories report reveals unexpected drop bullish for crude prices. Canada's services PMI rises to 8-month high in July as business confidence improves. Asian stocks climb, dollar droops on Fed easing bets. Analysis: in Australia's housing war, political shift picks newbies over NIMBYs. Europe's bond market losing. Dutch pension fund buyers as retirement payouts shift. Japan's TOPIX hits record high on Wall Street rally. Solid earnings. Dollar holds losses on U.S. economy concerns. Fed appointments.